to accomplish on our MBT this year, she was talking about small steps. And you know, I immediately knew what I would want to talk about, because it is a step in my life after salvation. I got saved when I was 14 years old, a very long time ago, 1971. How many of you weren't even born in 1971? Isn't that sad? That was a long time ago. But anyway, that's why I look like I do. But anyway, in 1971, I trusted Christ as my Savior, and I entered into a relationship with Jesus. I, too, as my husband, we both grew up in Minnesota. I went to church every week, too. And I hadn't been confronted with, you must be born again, until I was 14 years old. But then I was. And I trusted Christ as my Savior. In 1983, I was challenged with a choice to take a step that has utterly changed my life, second to my salvation in Jesus Christ. I was in a class similar to you, only a smaller class, and the teacher, Mike Jones, challenged us at that time to read God's Word every day for 15 minutes. And as I sat in a chair, actually I was sitting in a bus seat, but like you, sitting there listening to Mike Jones, and he said, I challenge you to read your Bible 15 minutes a day. I sat there and said to myself, now Becky, I was a high school teacher at the time, and I thought, I get on my stationary bike, and I was riding 20 to 25 minutes a day. And I thought to myself, Becky, you ride a bicycle for 20 to 25 minutes a day. Do you think you could read God's Word for 15 minutes a day? So honestly, this is as pathetic as this is. I wasn't sure I could. So the next morning, I went to my kitchen stove and I turned my timer on, 15 minutes. And I went down and I sat down and I held my Bible and I began to read. That was in 1983, and it has utterly changed my life. And so your hand up before you, I just want to quickly, and this is going to go really quick, so hopefully you'll have a pen and I'll give you the answers. But you'll notice that at the top it says, taking small steps in daily Bible reading. When you trust Jesus as your Savior, you've entered into a relationship with Christ. And as in any relationship, Christ is talking to you through His Word. And we are talking to our Savior through prayer, which Tonette will talk about. So now we're focusing in on God's Word, because that's God's letter to His children. This is how we get to know God. So think of the word read. I have to have helps in learning. I think they help. Maybe because it just helps to remember things. So think of the word read and look at the top of your sheet. Read regularly every day. How many of you struggle with reading? How many of you struggle with anything with regularity? I do. We all do. We absolutely all do. I might be talking to someone here who says, oh, Becky, I've tried this so many times and it just doesn't work. I want to encourage you to take a step. So read regularly every day. Now the next one is read early every day. Now why do you think I would say read early every day? What happens to life? It gets busy. So I would encourage you. You know, I have six children. And my husband went to sea a lot. And because he was, that sounded funny. Some of you might know he's in the Navy. He was in the Navy. He rode submarines. And if I didn't get up before my kids, I was doomed. Because I was it. Get up early while your house is quiet before life kicks into craziness, right? And just, you know, and when you really prize and cherish something, then make that decision that this is so important. My relationship with Jesus Christ is so important. I need to spend time with Him. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, it's important to you. And you need to make the time. It doesn't just happen, does it? No. How about A? What do we do? Well, when I sit down with my Bible, I ask God to teach me. When you enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, His Spirit comes and lives in you, and He can teach you what He has said in His Word. So read regularly every day. Read early every day. Before you begin to read, ask God to teach you. And the last D, depend on God to help you to obey. So let's say them together. Read regularly every day. Read early. every day. Ask God to teach you and depend on God to help you to obey. And that's very important. We can't just have God talk to us and say, okay, now I can do it in my own strength. We can't. We can't. We need God's word. So why do I need to read the Bible? And this is what I want to share with you. I brought some things from my house because hopefully you have these things in your house and they will remind you. Why do I need to read God's word every day? Well, let's look at the first one. Because God's word is a light, okay? My husband oftentimes studies late at night and comes home and I'm in bed and the light's off. And have you ever had this happen? You know, like maybe I was vacuuming and I forgot and I stuck the hose and I didn't put the hose away and he comes in the room and he's walking and all of a sudden he hits the vacuum cleaner. Now, he didn't see it because the light was not. And you know, ladies, I mean, how do you feel in darkness? Scared. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was petrified of the dark. Absolutely petrified. People would have to hold the light on outside. We lived in a farm in Minnesota. There was no lights out there. No lights. And it was very, very dark. You see, ladies, we live in a dark world. And you and I need the light. So you come to God's word and it's like a light. And it shows you things. It shows you the way to go. It shows you what direction he wants you. It also does another thing. Have you ever... We went to Bob Jones University for a little bit, and I took a class, and it used to be early in the morning. Come on in, sure. And anyway, one day I got dressed in the closet, and I didn't turn the light on. I get out of the house, and I'm walking across the campus, and I look down, and I was utterly embarrassed. I looked down, and I had a black dress on. No, I had a blue dress on, and I had black tights on. And I thought, oh! How could you do that? Because I couldn't see well enough to make sure I had the right color. Or you're wearing something in the dark and you didn't look real close and then you get out in the sunshine and here's this big stain. Okay.
Inside out.
Or it's inside out. That's right. We need light to help us see what God wants us to see. So the first one is God's word is light. All right. The second one is God's word is like milk. What is probably one of the first things when, how many of you are mothers? Okay, gave birth to those babies. What's the first thing they wanted?
Milk.
Why was that?
To grow.
Ladies, God's word is like milk because we need it to grow. And so see, if I don't read God's word, it's like not feeding a baby. You know, the situation is called failure to thrive. When a little baby chooses not to drink milk, it fails to thrive. And if it continues to fail to thrive, there is a point in which it just turns its back to the world and just, that's it. You need God's word in order to grow every day. It's like milk. Well, the next one, God's word is like a sharp, and the answer is
sword.
Now, I don't have a sword. I have, if you come to Becky's house, oftentimes her knives are very dull, very dull, not very dangerous. But God's word isn't just a singular sharpness. It's sharp on both sides, kind of like a scalpel. How does a doctor use a scalpel? Very carefully. And God's word is so precise that he's able just to cut open your heart and say, see, Becky, see right there? You've got pride in your heart. And he'll go this way and he'll say, see that, Becky? He did this week. I was convicted that Facebook can make me envious.
Can make you?
Envious. And he said, And see, that's why God's word is so important. We need God's word. We need it to show us where to go. We need it to grow. We need it to have him carefully and lovingly and skillfully. He doesn't go like this, does he? Imagine going to a surgery and he just whips out the scalpel and just, you know, heart surgery. I don't think so. It's very, very careful. Carefully done. What's the next one? God's word is like a mirror. A little lost this morning, ladies, because I had to clean this and put it in my bag. I use this all the time. Why do we use a mirror? Sorry?
To see ourselves.
To see ourselves. All right. How many of you like mirrors? But you know, you all look so lovely this morning. How many of you used a mirror this morning? You did, didn't you? And that's exactly right. Now, there's two things that we want to see when we come to God's Word. It's a mirror. First, He wants to show us His reflection, who He is. And then, He also wants to show me who I am. And that's why God's Word is like a mirror. Now, I'm over 55. I use this side all the time. I don't even waste my time on this side. Now, it's right here. Because it's 10 times magnified. And this morning I had to use a little one that's only like 5 times magnified. Just not strong enough. But why do I use this? So I can really see. And God's Word is like a mirror, and we need to let it be the mirror that God intends. He said, now let's read that verse together. I haven't always been reading the verses underneath them. They are from the Word of God, and you can read those. But it says, for if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes away, and straightway forgets what a manner of man he was. Let's say you came to the mirror this morning, and you had a big piece of spinach right between your front teeth. And you looked in the mirror and you saw that spinach, and you walked away and left the spinach there. How many of you would do that? Not one of us would. We go, oh, gross! Yeah. Why didn't somebody tell me I would be spiritually wrong? You know, and what God is saying is when you come to God's Word and He shows you something, don't walk away. There might be someone in here today who God convicted you about needing a personal relationship with Jesus. Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Don't walk away when He's showing you. All right, so a mirror. Then God's Word is like a fire. I didn't bring a fire. But I brought a hammer. And a hammer is used to break. And you know what, ladies? My husband touched on it. We have inside us, the Bible tells us, our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And who could know it? And our heart, in and of itself, is very hard and proud. And we need God's Word to tap and to break. And God's Word will. So it's like a hammer. And what does God's Word want to do? He wants to humble your heart. Our heart is naturally proud, but God wants to humble it through His Word. And the final one that I have there is, God's Word is like water. Water to cleanse. I work with the 5th and 6th graders here in our school. And sometimes they'll hand in their paper to me, and I'll see their hands. And I go, your hands are filthy. I mean, I'm always a mother. I don't care whose kids it is. And I say, you get to go to the bathroom and wash your hands. And you know, sometimes they'll even show me now. It's kind of they know. It's just something, sticky hands drive me crazy. Filthy hands drive me crazy with children when they hand in their papers. But you know what? When God's Word is like water, and He shows, what He wants to do is pour His water of His Word so that I can get my sin dealt with. He wants me to, it's a way in which He can show me my sin, because we don't want to see our sin. That's why we need the Bible. He will show us our sin, and He will show us that He can cleanse us through Him. So, the last thing, in 1995, so in 1983, someone challenged me to read the Bible 15 minutes a day. And I encourage you, you know what, you might be sitting here thinking, I can't do 15, that's okay. I challenge you. God can teach you in a minute. But just start with 5. Take the step of 5. And just do that. But then the second thing is, in 1995, my daughter Esther was born. I had a very dear friend who had purchased a Bible. She and her husband were using it. She wrote a little check to me and said, I want you to go buy this Bible. And I did. And the Bible was called a one-year Bible. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of it. But the way the one-year Bible is laid out is it starts on January 1, and it starts in Genesis 1, Psalm 1, Proverbs 1, and Matthew 1. And as you read every day, it works you through the Bible. And the value of that is we tend to read the Bible like we don't read any other book.
We open it up wherever it ends, that's where we turn to or whatever. I encourage the one-year Bible just because it helps us to read through the Bible. But whatever Bible you have, I encourage you to read regularly. Who can remember the next one? Read early. Ask God to help us. And depend on God to help us to obey. And the last decision that my friend in Greenville said, Becky, write down what Jesus teaches you. And for 20 years, he has been teaching me, and I keep a journal. And you know what I wrote today in my journal? I was in the Book of Kings, and you know what? There were these four lepers, and there was the city in Samaria, and they didn't have any food. In fact, it was very sad. It caught my eye. Two mothers had boiled a son, and they ate the son, and the other son was supposed to be boiled. That's how desperate those people were. They didn't have food. They were desperate. And these lepers said, you know, let's go over to the Armenian camp and see if they maybe have food. And so they went over there, and God had sent a rumor. They thought that an army was coming, so these Armenians had left their camp, and here the lepers come in, and the place is filled with food, and so the lepers are eating the food, and all of a sudden they said, oh, we're not doing right, because we have the good news and we need to share it. You know what? That really spoke to my heart. That's what we're about today, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And we wouldn't be doing right if we were doing something else. We wanted to share the good news of Christ with you. And so I write down whatever the Lord challenges my heart with. And you know what? Maybe it's a sentence. Maybe it's a paragraph. It's just helping you to listen to God and learn from him. So I have a gift. Have we got the cards all collected? Let's have Jacqueline. Oh, Jacqueline left. You know, last year Jacqueline got a gift. And it was a devotion book. And she will tell you that it helped her start to read the Bible. But she's not here. So do we have them? All right. And I know I'm a couple minutes over, so but we're getting ready to go eat. But before we do that, we got to do that. Oh,
we don't need to eat.
Edith, I love your spirit. I write. Do we have them all? Great job. Okay. Do you want to choose one?
I mean, I'll pull them out and you choose one.
Okay.
I fold.
All right. All right. And I was so thankful to the Lord.
I thought that we don't need
See, the Lord said, give that lady this gift. This is a journal from me to you, for you to use, to write down what God teaches you from his word.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Aww. I like it.
Well, that's a fun way to end a couple of serious things here. I got my digital pieces going. But I would like for you just to think.